Sydney, we haven't done it for a little while, and it's funny. It feels like too long. It's this.
Ouch, baby.
Put my elbow on the paver and slice it straight down to bone.
His arm's gone into the toilet, snapped in half, gone around the edge.
Everybody hurts.
Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
So good. Now we've got a wheel of random objects. It has been some of the most ludicrous stuff in the past. Fruit, strangely enough, was one of the great unknown killers.
That was a good one.
Trees.
What else? Trees. We've had trees. We've had all sorts of things.
Creams.
I noticed that there's a new one. Creams. Yeah. I noticed there was a new one that fences was put on today. That's a new one. I didn't see that.
Fences would be a fun one. We did trampoline the other day as well.
Yeah, but we knew that we were going to do that because of the trampoline story. But today we're going to spin the wheel again, old fashioned, and we're going to come up with an innocuous object, and then you give us a call and you tell us how you or somebody you know has been hurt as a result of this item. Now, let's spin it. Let's give it a go.
Here we go.
Bathtub. One of these days it's going to land on Merrick.
Ha! It is... a hose!
Hose.
When we say hose...
Say garden hose.
We definitely mean the outdoors version of the hose. Yeah. Outdoor hose.
H-O-S-E.
When you wrote that up there, you should have very clearly said outdoor hose.
Oh, I spelt that wrong. It's H-O-E-S.
Oh, wrong sound effect.
House. So hose.
So we want the most creative injury with a hose.
You ever hurt yourself with a hose, Mitz?
No, I've accidentally tried to siphon, when you're trying to siphon petrol out of a car. What? Oh.
That's an injury with a hose.
Yeah, got a little bit of my mouth. That makes you spew. Done that a couple of times, actually. But I once, when I was a young boy, this is a cracker. This is a hose. This was actually a fire hose.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a lot of injuries on a fire hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is one. I don't think you'd expect this. When I was a young bloke, I was about 15 or 16. It was summer. And me and some of the boys said, we're going to go for a swim down the river. And because we were in a Mark Twain novel. And so we thought that we would go down to the river for a swim.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be the Mississippi. And anyway, so we went down the creek. And before we went down, we knew that we needed a rope. And ropes are actually no good for rope swings, funnily enough. So what we did is we went to our high school and we knocked off the fire hose from the outdoor fire cabinet. We broke into it and we took the fire hose because they're a long, flat canvas. And that is absolutely ideal for a rope swing. I'm certainly not encouraging people or telling people to do it.
And schools don't need their fire hoses, do they?
Well, not if they're burning down. If they were burning down, Leon, I would have brought it back happily. Okay. There would have been no. Yeah. I would, and no, at no stage would I have said, "No, I'm sorry, this is now mine." I would have said, "Obviously, this is a shared property," and I would have returned it had they needed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get the fire hose, you wrap it around the tree branch and hang it out over the river, and then you've got the nozzle at the bottom, and you use that as a bottom weight. So that, you know, you've always got the good kind of swing going. And the idea was that you would hang on to the canvas swing, which was the hose, and you'd put your feet on the little metal part down the bottom there. And one of my mates had a few goes, and he went to swing right out, and his feet, which were wet, slipped on the brass nozzle at the end, and he fell right down through it, and he caught a part of his
own nozzle,
his own fire hose on the fire hose nozzle. It was nozzle to nozzle, and he tore it a bit. Not bad. And we don't actually know because he seriously got out of the water real quick and said, I've got to go. And we said, why, what's the matter? Give us a look. And he goes, no, you can't look. And then there was a bit of blood, and then he ran away. And he, to my knowledge, he's never had children.
You never want nozzle to nozzle.
No. You don't need recreational docking. So
most creative hose injuries is what we're after.
It could be a garden hose. It could be a fire hose.
Hoses attached to sprinklers would have caused many an injury over the year in the kid backyard.
I just remember this now. My sister once put. Do you know you put the garden hose on the end, the nozzle, the orange nozzle? You know. Put it to the stream. My sister put it up her nose when she was a kid, and I remember turning it on, and that was, she did not like that one.
Jesus, I think that's, I think there's a lobotomy. I think there's a, you give people a lobotomy. 133353 for Hurt Locker today. We're doing best creative injuries involving a hose. Let's get to your course. Who have we got, Liam? Who's online?
We got Chris in Wollongong. Chris, you hurt yourself with a hose, mate?
Yeah, mate. Well, actually, it wasn't myself. It was about 2 weeks ago. A mate was sort of cutting a straw for an empty Dare bottle. Couldn't find a pair of scissors, so I decided to grab the garden stick of tears, and in the process took probably about half an inch off the end of his finger.
Ah! Oh, garden stick of tears. Oh, no, thank you. That's a deep cut. Stitches, no doubt. No doubt stitches there.
There were stitches, and there's been 2 microsurgeries in Sydney.
Yeah, microsurgeries. It's never good when it never. It's never a good story when it ends with microsurgery, is it? Particularly if not if it's in the pant region. Thank you very much for your call,
Mez. There was a stat that came out today about Aussies doing DIY that over 100 Australians a year lose either a toe or a finger.
Mate, I can't believe I haven't
mowers and power tools and.
Can't believe I haven't knocked off a toe mowing because you know sometimes I like to have a cold. What I'm doing the most. I cannot believe I haven't cut off fingers with a saw. I'm seriously, particularly like with a jig or just something like that, a bit random. Yeah, I know. I don't know how I haven't done it.
Oh, God, well, you'd never hear the end of it if you lost a finger to a jigsaw.
No, I've an angle grinder's gone down and taken a little piece of my bone out of my knuckle.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
We got Stefan from Mount Annan. Stefan, you've hurt yourself with a hose?
No, it was actually a mate of mine. One afternoon, we were about 17, 18, after having one too many... Nectars of the God Cairns. He tripped over about a 2-foot piece of cut off hose, went arse over tit, and broke his heel.
Just tripping on the hose?
Yeah.
So he can't be trusted, can they? They can't be trusted.
No.
Broken heel sounds nasty.
No, it is when you break it in 3 places and have to have surgery to put it back together.
Now, you know it's annoying there? Like, you know, if you go to a hospital and you say, oh, you've got a broken ankle in 3 places, and they go, what was it, motorbike accident, skiing accident? Oh, no, I stood on a hose. Oh, okay. Well, you can wait in line over there for 4 hours until we deal with somebody who's got a more interesting injury. But, yeah, all right. Yeah. No, still legitimate there. I appreciate that. You know, it's, you know when you play with, like, you get the hose when you're young and you turn on full bore and you make it whip around like a snake? I defy anybody to tell me that they haven't been smacked in the teeth. You know when you get that, when the hose backs back and you go, oh, look at this, it's crazy, it's like a snake, and then bang, hits you in the mouth. But if it's got one of those brass collars, that's a good way to lose it too.
We've got time for one more, Mez. We've got Nick on the line. Nick, you've suffered a hose injury?
Not me, no. My mate's little brother.
Okay.
It involves about 10 centimetres of hose. My mate found out that his little brother was stealing his smoko.
Oh, I see where this is going, yes.
So they went into his room, found out what was going on, put a little firecracker in that little bit of hose. And put the wick in where the fire goes.
Yes, yes, around near where like a little brass collar might go.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so we sat and patiently watched, or waited, and we just heard bang, nothing.
I cannot tell you how much I wish I'd seen that.
Me too. But he reckons it burnt the shit out of his face, but he was all covered in water, so we really couldn't tell.
He put a firecracker.
There's nothing like being put out, like if you're on fire, being put out by the world's stinkiest water as well.
He's off, Merrick.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Merrickville, pulling over for the drive home at Harry's Cafe to Wheels. Famous pies and peas. Google that. Merrickville on Sydney's Triple M.